Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
For the importance upon His Word. His Word is so important, He gives us these words. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. God has placed a lot of importance upon His Word. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but My words shall not pass away. Wow. Is that important? Did you know heaven and earth will pass away? But whatever He said in His Word will last forever. So, let me ask you a question. If His Word will last forever, if we have His Word inside of us, what does that mean?
That means we last forever.
It's pretty simple. Thank you. Ruby even got it. See? That's right. We're going to last forever because His Word lasts forever. That's the importance He placed on His Word. I want you to get that. But then also He says this. In Psalms 119, verse 89... Psalms 119:89. I would suggest writing these down first. He says, forever, O Lord. Now, is it all caps? What does that mean? When it's all caps?
Jehovah.
The independent one. The Father. It is talking about Him. It says, oh, forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. Wow. So anything that's settled means what? It's stable. It's forever. It's not going to change. So He has already settled His Word. This is the importance that He places on His Word. So if He placed this high esteem on His Word, do you think we should read His Word? I hear a lot of people, a lot of Christians, say they believe in God, but then you ask them, do they read the Bible? They say, no. I read it sometime. I look at it on Sunday. What's that going to do for you?
Not much.
Your Word, God's Word is spiritual food for your soul. I always ask the question, and my kids will tell you, I say, look, we're going to read God's Word every day. They're like, what do you mean every day? I say, do you eat every day? You feed the flesh. And this is true. I want you to get this as Christians. Whatever you feed the most will control you. This is why fasting is a good thing. You need to fast. We're going to have to probably do a series on that. But when you deprive the flesh from things that it desires, it becomes weak. So when you're not reading God's Word daily, guess what? You're not eating. And you're becoming weak. So God's Word is forever settled in heaven. Now, I want you to get this next one, because this next one, you won't believe this one. Psalms 138, verse 2. And I want you to see the importance of His Word. I mean, He nails it right here about how important His Word is. I mean, He slams it right here. Psalms 138, verse 2. It says, I will worship toward the holy temple and praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness and for Thy truth. For Thou hast magnified Thy Word above all Thy name. Goodness gracious. Ruby, that was a good one, wasn't it? Good Lord Almighty. He has magnified.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.